Right, I'm having a chat with Trish Boyle, and one of the phrases that came up today that she threw into the mix was the phrase tempered radicals. Now, you can't remember where it came from, can you?
Well, there's a couple of women who've who wrote the original article, and one of them wrote a book, and I just can't access the name. Deborah Mayerson, I think, is in my head, but that may or may not be right.
We can Google it.
But if you Google tempered radicals, you'll get it. So I really like the idea because I think I've tried to be one for a long time. So it made sense to me. So tempered radicals are people who try to succeed within the system, but they're bringing something different to the system. So they're trying to change it in some sort of way and at the same time stay in it. And their research seemed to indicate that the word tempered was particularly useful. And there's three meanings of it that they thought of. One is temper as in anger and rage, that you really do need to feel strongly about what it is you're trying to do. However, tempered also means, in terms of tempered metal, I think that's when metal is heated and cooled and beaten, and it makes the metal much more strong. So you have to be angry and you have to be strong. But the third meaning is taken from the oceans, and when the waves are tempered, they are actually quietened and things are calmer. So it's a really complex mixture of skills that you need to be able to succeed at being a tempered radical. I found the concept very, very helpful.
I think I did too when it was mentioned at the table, because the whole idea of radicalism has taken on a kind of a slightly pejorative edge, that it's seen as being a kind of hot-headed, out-of-touch almost kind of thing. And yet, when combined with a sort of level of pragmatism and sort of that actually... I suppose at the opposite end, that pragmatism is often seen as being a kind of a weak-willed compromise. But actually, to see, to be radical, to be motivated by that kind of anger, but to apply a level of sort of measured consideration to your response, that kind of to be motivated by the radicalism, but actually to choose your path wisely, seems like a kind of seems like a great way of A, getting things done, and B, staying kind of fired up by whatever it is that was your passion in the first place.
Yes.
Not losing it.
Yes, though it takes considerable stamina because you're, if you want to use a military metaphor, then you're kind of in bed with the enemy on an ongoing basis. But if you don't use a military metaphor and use something probably more organic, then it's easier, to be in it, because then you can just throw in your thoughts and try and influence what I would now call, the kind of the discourse of the organisation. And it will take root, and it does, though patience,
Well, the idea of being tempered seems to... kind of allows room to be slightly more considered and contemplative in our response without losing kind of passion and motivation. Because, and I guess in times of flux within any industry, that the people who normally speak the loudest are the ones who react fastest. But that's not always the best way of dealing with the situation. And so to actually combine drive with the kind of the time to breathe and say, okay, what's my best response? How do I best get a reaction that is in keeping with my passion and my drive? That actually that idea of tempering it but not losing it.
But seems losing
this is really nice. I love wrestling with words in this kind of way. It's great. So thanks for
You're
telling us about
welcome.
That. We'll Google it and find out who it was.
Okay.